CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Betsy, will you run upstairs and get the stool from Mommy's dressing table? I'll sit on that.
Well, at least two people can sit on the piano bench, dear. Why don't I sit on that with Betsy?
No, I'm putting the children at a card table in the hall, Aunt Effie. It makes it much easier.
Yes, sir.
Oh, good morning, dear.
Good morning. Hey, what are you and Aunt Effie doing up so early?
I had to stuff the turkey, and Aunt Effie had to make the pumpkin pie.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you'll please eat your breakfast so we can get the breakfast dishes done, get the kitchen cleaned up. Before you do that, though, would you get the extra table leaves out of the closet, honey, so we can get the table set?
Yeah, sure. But, golly, our families are not due here until noon.
Well, we want to get it done. We want to get it done, dear, and get the chairs put around, you know.
Mommy?
Silver on. Yes, dear?
When are we going to have the presents?
Oh,
what's so funny?
Nothing, dear. Just that you're so anxious. Well, Aunt Effie and Daddy and I are just as anxious as you are to give out the presents we brought back from Europe.
And we'll give them out before dinner.
Yes. Are we going to wrap them up with pretty paper and ribbons?
Oh, I should say we are. We'll all do that when we get the table set, hmm?
Look, you'd better make sure that we got something for everybody.
Oh, yes, we'll check that, dear. I'm sure we do.
You know. Mm-hmm.
You get out the movie projector and make sure that works. They'll want to see our pictures.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I got to splice all that film together, too.
Well, there's time. There's time. You eat your breakfast.
This is Galen Drake. Say, would you like to know a modern, fast way to get temporary relief from minor rheumatic and arthritic pain? Well, just use new MinuteRub. You see, MinuteRub is greaseless, it won't stain, it smells good, it feels cool, and it works fast. And MinuteRub works fast without burning your skin. Now, as I told you, it's greaseless. Not like some of those old-fashioned, smelly, greasy things that used to rub off on your clothing and bed linens. New MinuteRub is the modern, greaseless rub to help relieve minor rheumatic and arthritic pain. By the way, it's great for cold miseries and minor aches, too. New MinuteRub. Try it out, will you?
Now, I've got the table all set.
Good.
Don't you think we ought to put the turkey in the oven? What time do you plan to eat?
Well, I don't know, Zach. I didn't plan to eat much before 2.
Mm-hmm.
2? 2 o'clock? Isn't that kind of late?
I don't think so, dear. Everyone said they planned to arrive about noon. Well, you know your sister. She's always late.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be lucky if Dorothy and Harry and Buddy arrive by 2.
Yes, I should say.
And you said we could give out the presents before dinner.
Yes, dear, we will.
Well, now, why don't we plan to eat at 3, then?
Hmm? 3? Oh, well, no, everybody will be starved.
Oh.
They've all got quite a ways to come, don't forget. They'll be hungry when they get here.
I hope so.
Well, we could give them some coffee, maybe, some little sandwiches just to tide them over until we eat. I mean, while we're opening the presents we have for them, you know.
Oh, yes, that's a good idea.
I think 3 is too late to have dinner.
If we eat too early, then we have to give them supper before they leave, and I certainly don't feel like getting 2 meals for a crowd like that. It's going to be 18 of us.
Mm.
Oh, the table looks lovely, Aunt Effie. That's a nice centerpiece.
Well, Betsy helped me.
I went outside and got some pretty autumn leaves.
Well, it looks just lovely.
I think 3 is too late to have dinner. You know, my mother, look, she won't want to start home late, and she hates to drive at night. So
we can't show the movie film until it gets fairly dark anyhow.
Well, the turkey takes about 20 minutes to the pound, so we'll have to figure on that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, listen, dear.
Hmm?
I wish you would please sharpen the carving knife now. Not wait until everybody's seated and the turkey's on the table getting cold.
Yeah, okay. Always forget that.
Well, that isn't what gets the food cold. It's your Grandpa Piper saying grace, as he always insists on doing and goes on forever.
Yes, I know. You better say grace today, dear.
Yes.
No. His feelings would be hurt.
Why can't I say grace? We learned a nice one in Sunday school.
That's a very good idea, dear.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. Today, Betsy can say it. Grandpa can hardly object to her saying grace.
No. You know, I don't know why it is, but your Grandpa Piper always picks Thanksgiving when everybody's sitting at the table starving to practically give a sermon. Goodness, I'll never forget one time. You were a little boy, And it was quite a family reunion, and he just went on and on for about, 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. Finally, your great-aunt Bertha, she was 92 at the time, opened her eyes and said, "Clarence, God also helps those who help themselves, and the food's getting cold." Then she reached over and helped herself to potatoes.
That's funny. I don't remember her at all.
Oh, it's too bad you don't. She was quite a person. She took up horseback riding when she was 88.
No, really?
Yes, uh-huh.
That's funny, my
dear. Well, now what have you decided to do about the turkey?
Well, I suppose we'll put it in. It's 22 pounds, and it's 20 minutes to the pound.
Well, it'll take at least 4, 5, 6 hours.
Yeah, if a pizza takes 20 minutes to the pound, that'd be 7 hours for a 21-pound
turkey.
Yes,
but you know, the larger the bird, the less the time you need to cook it.
Well, we better put it in now.
Then it'll be done
by 2 anyhow, if we decide to eat then, and if Dorothy isn't late. Or if we eat later, we can keep it in the warming oven while we make the gravy and mash the potatoes and all that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, I'll go and put it on then.
Did you get the film spliced, dear?
No, I was just starting. I got the splicer out.
Oh. Where is the turkey?
Oh, I'm sorry, Aunt Effie. It's not in the refrigerator. I couldn't get it in. After I stuffed it this morning, I put that on the screen porch to stay cold.
Oh, all right, dear. I'll get it.
Oh, I just love Thanksgiving with the families coming, don't you, dear?
Oh, sure. Doesn't make a lot of work for you.
Oh, well, it's worth it. And this will be an especially nice one because we really can tell all about our trip to Europe and know that we're telling it to people who really want to hear, huh?
Yeah, sure.
There's no turkey out here.
Yeah. Oh, I set it on the porch chair.
Oh, get away.
God in heavens, what is it?
Brownie, get back.
Drop it. Come here, Brownie. Open up it, Brownie.
Oh, good heavens.
No sense chasing him.
Brownie?
The damage is done. Oh,
come on back, dear. You'll never catch him anyhow.
It's all right, Daddy. He dropped the turkey. We've got it.
Yeah, we've got it, but what have we got?
He didn't eat it all up, Mommy.
Well, that's not the point, Betsy, dear. I don't think he ate too much of it at all, but he certainly chewed the whole thing.
Can't we just rinse it off?
No.
No, dear, we can't just rinse it off. Look at this thing.
How did he get that thing?
I suppose he was on the porch and dragged it off the chair and out the door and down the steps.
Well, who left the porch door open?
I don't know.
Nobody's even been out this way. You went off to the store.
Well, I went out through the back door and came in through the garage.
Betsy, you did. You went outdoors to get leaves for the centerpiece, didn't you?
I went out the front door, Daddy.
Well, it doesn't matter who left the screen door open. That's hardly the point now. There's going to be 18 people for dinner and no turkey.
How much damage did he do?
He didn't eat much, but he chewed on it all over. We can't eat it.
Oh, no.
This is great. This is just great.
What are we going to do?
Take everybody out to dinner, I guess.
18 of us. Do you realize how much that would cost?
What choice do we have?
You have 2 large roast beefs in the freezer. Now, let's get those out.
I can't get 2 roast beefs in my oven, Annie.
Roast beef? Gee, it isn't Thanksgiving without turkey.
Wait a minute. Where did you get this one?
Patterson's Farm. Shall I call and see if they have any left?
No, look. I'll drive right out there. Sometimes when you explain an emergency in person, people are more likely to help you.
Yes, that's true.
Now, look, what do I do with the car keys?
I don't know.
Gee, if we don't have a turkey, we won't have much to be thankful for this Thanksgiving.
Why, Betsy, of course we do. What a thing to say. While we're waiting for Daddy, we'll make a list of the things we have to be thankful for.
Yes, my goodness, Betsy. I guess your mommy and I better teach you the real meaning of Thanksgiving.
Everybody knows, certainly you listening now do, the convenience and pleasure in listening to CBS Radio's winning 7 daytime serials. Millions of homes are beamed in on our couple next door as they celebrate Thanksgiving their own lighthearted way. Today being Thanksgiving, most listeners are keeping us company in their homes as they make their own holiday observances. CBS Radio's winning 7 daytime serials, the only listening of its kind on the air today, is welcome listening during housework and for accompaniment to many other occupations and preoccupation as well. Ma Perkins, the second Mrs. Burton, young Dr. Malone, Whispering Streets, Helen Trent, Right to Happiness, and our own couple next door keep America continuously engrossed in their day-to-day adventures in living. They'll keep right on doing it as long as so many of you continue to enjoy the different sound of CBS Radio.
Here it is, I got it.
Got the last turkey they had. Boy, it's a 28-pounder, but I guess that's why it was left. Anyhow, we have a turkey.
We have news for you.
The folks aren't coming.
Folks aren't coming?
Apparently the weather is terrible there. It started snowing last night, and they've all been debating whether to come or not all morning. Finally, it's turned to sleet. The roads are dangerous, so your sister called your mother, said they didn't want to start out. Then your mother called my mother. Well, anyhow, they're not coming.
Oh. I think we're getting it, too. Look at the sky getting dark.
Yes,
great. Here we are, then, with a 28-pound turkey for us.
Well, you better freeze it. Otherwise, we'll have turkey for 2 weeks.
I tried to call you out at Patterson's farm, but the line just kept being busy all the time.
Well, put it in the freezer. Look, I'll take you all out to dinner, then Betsy can have turkey anyhow. Kelly, what a day.
Isn't it, Betsy?
Well, while I put the turkey in the freezer, reading Betsy's list of what she has to be thankful for.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, I don't think it's so funny. Here. Wait, look at this. I'm thankful I'm old enough to be a brownie Girl Scout. I'm thankful I can blow a bigger bubble than Susie with my bubble gum.
Oh, no.
I don't think it's so funny. It goes on like that. Read it. Not a word about being thankful for her mommy or daddy or a nice house to live in. Or even that she had a wonderful trip to Europe. Nothing, not a word about... Here. She's thankful she's got her two big front teeth now so she can spit through them like Johnny Elwin does.
By God, she can, really? That's wonderful.
Oh, really?
Well, look, I never could. Honey, you always expect too much of her. Look, she's 8 years old, for heaven's sake. This is her world.
I told her to make a list of things that were really important to her. She doesn't even mention us.
Look, honey, now that I have children, I'm only just beginning to appreciate my own parents and what they had to put up with me.
Yes, Rose.
When you were 8 years old, what was the most important thing to you now?
My bicycle.
All right. Then stop worrying, will you, and get ready, all of you. We're going out to dinner.
Now, another thing to be thankful for. No dishes.
Good things begin to happen whenever you have good hot Campbell soup.
Your man needs a lift after a busy day. Start your dinner with Campbell's Chicken Noodle Soup. Good hot soup makes good things begin to happen. It perks up the appetite. You love those tender pieces of chicken, good old-fashioned egg noodles, and delicious golden broth. It's nourishing good. Be sure you have your soup today. Campbell's Golden Chicken Noodle Soup. The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with Margaret Hamilton and Francie Myers and is produced by Walter Hart.